Charleston, Earl Grant. Good morning, Coach Grant.
Good morning.
Good morning. A couple of tough losses for you guys last week, something that hasn't happened much to you this season, back-to-back losses for the first time since November, but certainly a heartbreaker by one on a shot at the buzzer against Northeastern at home, and then a 10-point loss at William & Mary on Saturday. Kind of go back and review the two games for me.
Yeah, you know, tough week. Obviously, it's, you know, part of the process. You know, you got to have some good times, some bad times. We, against Northeastern, we were up in the half, and they really played great in the second half, making a lot of shots. Got to give them a lot of credit. And, you know, Bill Cone's a great coach, and, you know, his team played well in the second half. You know, when they made a shot at the buzzer, the time ran out. We had an opportunity. We contested the shot. They got the offensive rebound, 0.4 seconds, shoots it up in the air, and the guy makes the shot. So really, really tough way to lose, but got to give them a lot of credit because they played well in the second half and did what they needed to do. And then, you know, William & Mary played at their place. And, you know, again, it's just a testament to this league, how good the league is, because another great team, another great coach, very experienced team. And we went in there, and they shot the ball extremely well in the first half. We had some breakdowns on defense, very uncharacteristic of us, the way we try to guard, but they made a lot of perimeter shots. In the second half, we played a lot better, but we had dug such a deep hole, we couldn't recover from it. So it was two very tough games, tough losses, but hopefully we'll learn from it. And, you know, hopefully it'll make us stronger.
I was going to ask you about the defensive part, because you guys certainly have been one of the top defensive teams in the whole country all season long, and Northeastern was 52 in that second half, and William & Mary 52 in the first half. As you've gone back and looked at those film, was it just a case, as you mentioned, of teams getting hot and hitting shots, or did you find something on your end that maybe you didn't do as well?
You know, it was a combination, you know, teams making shots, and then, you know, some of us on me and the staff making adjustments on how we guard certain things that, you know, maybe we change because of the opponent, and we didn't stay true to who we really were. So we're trying to get back to that. And so, you know, when you play against really good teams, sometimes you feel like you got to change. But our changes didn't work. And they made shots. Like, you know, a big part of it is they made shots. You know, I don't know if those teams played some of their best basketball in them games when we played against them or best halves, but they made shots, and a lot of them were contested. That's why I keep saying you got to give them some credit. You know, I know we didn't play up to our ability, but you got to give them some credit, because you go back and watch the film, you see the shots that they made. It's, you know, they made them, and they were contested. So I really don't know what to say, but it's two halves of basketball. You know, again, we've been playing now for almost 3 months, and, you know, we had two halves where we just didn't. It was a tale of two halves. First half against Northeastern, we really guarded. Second half, we had breakdowns, and they made shots. And the same thing against William & Mary. First half, had breakdowns, they made some shots. Second half, we really hunkered down. So we've got to make our corrections and then try to move forward.
On the opposite side of the ball, right side, you guys shot the ball awful well in that William & Mary game, 58% from the floor, and then also took care of it, only 7 turnovers in that game. Talk about how well you played, on the offensive end.
Yeah, you know, we shot the ball well. We shared it. You know, guys are very unselfish. We had balance. We got the ball inside to our big guys. Got some transition. So, really been playing well on offense. You know, we're scoring the ball and making shots and getting to the free throw line. So, if we can continue to do that, I think that'll be a positive for us, especially if we just nail down a few things defensively that we broke down on in the last couple games. We nail those things down, and we continue to play great offense. And I'm really excited that maybe in March we can be playing our best basketball. And that's what we set out at the beginning of the year. We want to be playing our best basketball in March. So hopefully we can shore up some things and continue to try to improve here down the stretch and play some of our best basketball.
As a coach, and I wanted to talk to a lot of the coaches about this morning, as you got 2 weeks to go, certainly the grind of the schedule and trying to get your team playing their best for March, how as a coach do you try to manage minutes in the game, in practice, and try to make sure that your team is playing its best coming into March?
I tell you what, that's a hard one. You know, that's a hard one because you just don't know. And right before you guys, I called into you. I know Coach Kress, you know, obviously the old coach from years ago that coached here at the College of Charleston. He was just sitting in the office, and we were talking about that. That's the question I asked him. How do you you know, what's more important? Do you get after it physically? Do you teach drill-wise and don't have as much contact? How long do you go? Do you shorten it? Do you continue to go long? You know, so I think those questions, every team got a different thought about it based on where they are, whether it's their depth on the roster, whether it's their youth experience, whether they're winning or losing. I think everybody got a different formula. And so right now, we're just trying to figure out what's the best for us. We're going to try to shorten it some, but then again, we still got to try to have some intensity in there. But it's a hard question, I think, for all the coaches. We're trying to figure out what's the best thing to do this time of year to preserve energy and legs, but at the same time, continue to work and get an edge.
Another huge week for your freshman guard, Grant Riller, averaged 22.5 points a game, shot at 72% for the floor, which is unreal for a guard. And at a time when you would think that you'd worry about freshmen hitting the wall, he seems to be just getting stronger, averaging 20 a game over the last 11. Just your comments on his performance last week and the way he's playing.
Well, you know, he's playing really well, and he's playing with a lot of confidence. It's pretty impressive that he can play as many minutes, still be able to defend and try to play good offense. He's been doing a good job of that. And so hopefully he can continue to do it. He's a very talented player. He did have a great game, played well against Northeastern, but had a great game against William & Mary. Obviously, it was in a loss, and he wanted to win that game, but the way he played was very encouraging for a young kid to make the shots, to attack the basket the way that he did, and to take care of the ball. It was pretty impressive for a freshman.
Before I let you go, you guys are back on the road this week. Go to Hofstra on Thursday and Northeastern on Saturday. And you haven't seen Hofstra since early January. You guys won a close game, 77-71, at home. How important for your team to be able to gain some momentum on the road? And what did you do well in the Hofstra game the first time that you're going to need to do this time?
Well, we scored the ball at a high clip. I mean, we had our guards really – did a great job of scoring the ball, and Hofstra's very talented. They got some good guards and a couple of good big guys, and so we gotta shore up our offensive stuff. What we're gonna try to do offensively to execute, have a balance, you know, perimeter, inside, getting a balance of both, and then defensively, we really gotta try to do a good job of containing their guards. They got some really good guards and a very big physical post player, so. You know, it'd be another challenge. Really excited that we get to go on the road this week. You know, I think it's good to have two on the road and come back home for two to finish the season. So we're really excited about it. But, you know, we know it's going to be a challenge. And we'll try to game plan the best that we can in the next 2 days and then go do the best we can.
All right, Earl. Thanks, as always, for your time here this morning. And look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.